ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
स्नेह भरी याद लेके
कैरिंग ऑल ऑफ योर लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस As I reach the subtle region,
आज वतन का नजारा बहुत सुंदर दिखाई दे रहा था।
I saw that the subtle region was looking very beautiful.
बहुत सुंदर पहाड़ी थी।
On one side there was a very beautiful mountain.
Golden rays आ रही थी।
From which golden rays were emanating.
सागर दिखाई दे रहा था।
In another direction there was a lovely ocean.
इतने सुंदर waves
and from which beautiful waves, fragrance, vibrations were coming. And then there was one place where there was complete greenery all around.
कि ना जाने किसी और Island में पहुंच गई हूं।
It felt as though
और उस
I had reached some other island.
चारों ही तरफ बहुत सुंदर वातावरण।
There was a very beautiful atmosphere all around this island. Baba was there, and along with Baba, the children too. So everyone was looking very happy.
वो दृश्य भी दिखा रहे हैं।
Baba was showing the children the scene. As they went closer to the mountain, the form of the children also changed into golden form. Then Baba took the children towards the ocean, and the waves that were coming out from those ocean, from that ocean, were gifting the children with beautiful jewels, and that was decorating the children.
उनके ऊपर पहुंच
rays of light were also falling on the children from nature. After a few seconds,
पहाड़ी से अलग-अलग प्रकार की जोर-जोर से लाइट आने लगती है.
I see that suddenly there were different colored rays of light coming out from the mountain.
आंखों को चुभने वाली लाइट्स होती
है. Some were piercing rays of light.
तो बच्चे
very blinking very fast. The children started getting scared looking at that. And then when they looked at the ocean, the waves were going all over the place. The children started to catch hold of each other's hand, and they started running. They left Baba. They were not going towards Baba, but they were just running in all directions. Baba then spread out his arms, and all the children came into Baba's embrace. Baba then said, Children, did you see this? What is time showing all of you? Nature, the five elements and circumstances are showing their games. Nature is showing different scenes every day and circumstances too. Coming in different ways, forms to the children and in front of the rest of the world.
लेकिन जब बाप का साथ है
बट वेन यू हैव द फादर्स कंपनी देन नेचर एंड सर्कमस्टेंसेस
बच्चों के सामने एक सर्वेंट के रूप में
बिकम अ सर्वेंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन
तो बाबा ने कहा बाप ने पहले भी बताया
बाबा हैज ऑलरेडी टोल्ड द चिल्ड्रन बिफोर एंड इज अगेन टेलिंग द चिल्ड्रन
आपको संपन्न बनाने के लिए
नेचर दैट नेचर एंड सर्कमस्टेंसेस विल कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू टू मेक यू परफेक्ट विल कम रिपीटेडली इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू टू मेक यू परफेक्ट सो द चिल्ड्रन शुडंट बी फ्राइटेंड इन एनी सिचुएशन व्हाट इज टाइम टेलिंग यू
क्या क्या बातें
व्हाट सिचुएशंस और मैटर्स आर कमिंग फ्रंट ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन
बच्चों को एक तो अटल
सो फर्स्टली द चिल्ड्रन शुड हैव टोटल faith, unshakable faith. Let there be no fluctuation in that faith. Don't allow the intellect to wander in different directions. Don't create any atmosphere that you leave, let go of the Father's hand and your intellect wanders here and there. Secondly, Baba said, in order to overcome these circumstances and situations, maintain your inner stage and your self-respect. The more you maintain that inner stage and self-respect, circumstances will bow down in front of you and welcome you. Look, children, now according to the time, children are becoming perfect, and in order to make you perfect, these circumstances will come in front of you. One is the five elements, second, circumstances, thirdly, your old sanskars, and fourthly, the unsettled karmic accounts of many births. They too will come in the form of examinations in front of you. They will come to help make you children perfect. However, the children don't understand the situations and then they get entangled in them. They try to then find different kinds of support to help them out. But when the Father is your companion, He is your one support. So just keep faith in one Baba. So maintain unshakable faith, unbreakable faith. Remind yourselves of the attainments that you've had all this time. Become the embodiment of that. Just remember that these circumstances are coming to make you perfect and to make your inner state strong. Baba then once again showed the children that scene. The children are with the Father on the mountain. They're safe in Baba's embrace and they become the beads of the rosary of victory. The children have the faith that it's because of the Father's company. The Father too has faith in the children that these are my victorious jewels, so this will help you overcome the situation. Always remember that you have the Father's company, and with your unbreakable faith you will always be victorious. And you are the ones to come into the, and you're going to enter the rosary of victory. And then once again, the things stabilize around the mountain, golden rays come out from it, and it decorates all the children very beautifully. So as though the children were sparkling with stars, and then the ocean, the waves that were coming out of the ocean were creating different designs and beautifully decorating the children. So it was looking very beautiful. Baba then said, all of you are Baba's special right hand children. We are the Father's companions to bring about transformation into the new world. The Father has pride in the children, so you children have to stabilize yourself in that stage. Remember the Father's company and the Father's hand. Experience that and always be victorious. Always remain happy. Don't allow yourselves to get entangled in any situation. Don't worry about any other soul. Baba, I then offered bhog to Baba. After bhog, I then told Baba that there is a bhakti taking place in Pandavavan for a group from Sikandarabad. Baba said, these are my dearly beloved children, those who are honest to the heart, who have honest hearts, because they are honest with the Father. The Father gives the return of that to the children. Baba emerged all the children in front of Baba and was giving them a lot of love. Baba raised his right hand of blessings and was then giving drishti to everyone. As Baba gave drishti, each child was receiving a blessing. Baba said, you've come to the land of blessings, so fill yourselves up with these blessings and become the embodiment of those blessings. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.